Paragraph Yiralach. Based on Torah Chof Aleph from the Kutim Ran. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, one of the main things we were speaking about was the topic of Makifim and Pnimim, which means the Sechel, things that somebody understands, are called Pnimim relative to this, what's inside the person's brain, Makif, which the person hasn't yet been Zeche to get to understand. And we said that one of the main jobs of a Jew in this world is the converting Makifin into Pnimim. V'zeh b'chinas ma shekoyrin parshas poro achapurim. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we've learned so far about how Purim represents the concept of Makifin adeloyoda, a very high level of das, we can understand why the reading of parshas poro follows the holiday of Purim. Ki poro adumo hu chuka. Because the mitzvah of Paraduma is a choik. It's an example of a law for which we do not understand. It's not logical or reasonable. It's not logical at all. V'zeh b'chinas makifin anal. And this fits in perfectly with the concept of the makifin that we learned earlier. She'i'ef shelo havinon. We had learned that there were two types of makifin. The type that you can understand. And then there was the type that's unavailable in this world. Shehem b'chinas chukas ha-Torah. One example of the makifin which we can't understand here are the chukim in the Torah. Those mitzvahs like poraduma, shatnez, those types of mitzvahs for which we don't have simple reasons for the mitzvahs. She'ev shelo hovin tam hadovor, for which we can't understand on a logical level the reason for the mitzvah. Kamoi poraduma shemetame tohirim umetaher tmeim. For example, the mitzvah of Paraduma, which is a paradox, in that the one who's impure, when he has the ashes sprinkled on him, he becomes purified in the process, and the one who handles the ashes, he becomes tomei in the process. Which is a paradox, just like Yedien Bechira is a paradox. V'zeh bechinas chayiv inish lebesumi bepuria ad delo yoda bein oru homon leboruch Mordechai. And this is why the Gemara says that a Jew has a responsibility to drink intoxicating beverages on Purim to the point where he doesn't know the difference between Or HaMon and Baruch Mordechai. Ze b'chinas makifin anal. This is tied into the makifin we spoke about. Shemeirim b'Purim kanal, which shines on Purim. On Purim there is this he'ora to understand the difference between Or HaMon and Baruch Mordechai. V'alkein achar Purim shemeirim oz hamakifin anal kanal. Therefore, immediately after the holiday of Purim, when on Purim this light of the makifin was shining brightly, each and every Jew received a tremendous ability to understand makifin, a certain height of das which wasn't available any other time of the year. Right after that, Koyren oz Parshas Poro, we read Parshas Poro, Shehi gamkein b'chinas makifin anal, which is another example of this makifin. Kihi chukas ha-Toyro sheyev shalochovin kanal, because it represents the parts of Torah which we can't understand on a certain level. V'alkein pora aduma shu b'chinas makifin anal, Metaheres mitumas meis. Now Rav Nosson Zal says we can also understand why bedafka it's a mitzvah that's a choik, something that's a makif that's able to purify a person from the worst type of tumah, which is the tumah that a person contracts when touching a dead, coming into contact with a dead body, which is a tumah of 7 days, where the person remains impure for a 7-day period. Kial yidei heora samakifin anal. Sha'al yodom nishlam adas kanal. Aidei zeh nitorin mikol hatumois. Because when a person is zoiche, that these makifin are shining properly for them, which means that the person is being zoiche to a shleimus hadas, because we learned earlier that shleimus hadas is when the person gets to understand all the makifin that he's supposed to be able to understand. Through that, a person becomes purified from all types of tumas. It's shleimus hadas that gives a person tahara from all types of tumah. כמו שכוסוב רבנו שום על הפוסק לב תוהר ברולי אליקים ורוח נוחוין חדש בקרבי שעיקר הטהרו על ידי תנועה ססכל. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that it's a two-step procedure. First of all, we know that lahavdil in science, friction creates heat. When something moves a lot, it generates warmth. So Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that, for example, when a person goes to sleep, usually the person feels colder than when they're awake. A person, when they're awake, they're walking around the house regular. They go to sleep, they need a cover. Why? What's the logic for that? Rabbeinu Zal explains because when you go into sleep, the brain is shutting down. You're thinking less, usually. If the thinking slows down, the body warmth slows down. Because the warmth in the body is the hislavus, halev, is generated based on the tnuas hasechel, based on how quick the brain is thinking. So therefore, we're told that according to the tnuas hasechel, that's moilid choim shebalev, that generates warmth in the heart. Now, Rabbeinu Zal explains in a different turn the Kutimran, which Rav Nosson Zal is going to mention right here in a moment, that there's a yetzahara in the heart. All the tuma, all the bad inside of a person, the tuma, the ra, comes from the yetzahara who lives in the heart of a person. There's a pasuk that says, Lev chacham liyaminoi, lev ksil lesmoiloi. A chacham favors the right side of his heart, which is the yetzer toiv. A fool favors the left side of his heart, which is the Yetzirah. Rabbeinu Zal says, how do you push the Yetzirah out? Rabbeinu Zal says, it's simple. Look at a gun. Rabbeinu Zal, in Likutei Moharan, mentions a gun. In a gun, you have a bullet. What pushes the bullet out? Fire. When you generate a spark, and that spark ignites the gunpowder, and that forces the bullet out at a very high speed. Rabbeinu Zal says, so too, to the extent that a person generates chamimus digdusha in their heart, the right kind of warmth, the warmth that comes from the tnuas hasechel, that shoves the yetzer hara out of a person's heart. So that the yetzer hara, which represents all the tuma inside a person, gets evacuated by the fire, the chamimus in the heart, which comes from the tnuas hasechel. So this is where Rav Nosson Zal made a statement that through the makifin, which leads to a shleimus hadas, that's how the person becomes purified from all tumos. And now he went on to say, she'ikra taro al yidei tnuas hasechel. Purity comes through tnuas hasechel. Ki al yidei tnuas hasechel, shalheves halev oylemei leho. Because Rabbeinu Zal says in Torah Chof Aleph in Likut Imran that if the person's brain is being used fully, he's learning all his makifin, he's getting to know all of his makifin, that generates a fire in the heart. Hislavus, shalhevis, vaydeze nitar halev, and that leads to a purity in the heart. Ayin shom b'mayran al, look in Torah Chof Aleph in Likut Imran, ובמיימר המסחל לב תוהר ברור לילקים סימן קופנון וול השייך גם כן למיימר נעל. And look also in chapter 156 in Likud Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal gives the example of the gun with the bullet, where he emphasizes that in order to push the Yetzirah out of your heart, you need Hislavus. And the Hislavus comes from the Tnuas HaSechel. These two are partners. That's what people don't understand. That the whole purpose of the brain, those people who think that religion is or the study of Torah is an intellectual experience, they don't realize that the maximum they're doing is 50% of the deal. Because the Pasuk says, we say it in Halel, V'yodata hayoim v'hashevoise el levovecho ki Hashem olikim bashmai mimaos. The whole job of a yid is to first learn the knowledge, and then funnel that knowledge into the heart, where these two opponents where the Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara are there. The purpose of anything you learn is to arm the Yetzer Tov to drive out the Yetzer Hara. That's the purpose for learning. It's not to be able to show off to your friends that I can quote a Gemara, or I can quote what the Zohar HaKadosh says, or I know what this halach is. baloney. The purpose of the learning is to feed the heart where this milchemes hayit, where this shoving match is taking place. And what gives firepower to the Eitz HaTov is the tnuas haseichel. That's what it's supposed to be. As Rabbi Nizal explains here, v'zeh b'chinas sreifa saporo. This is why one of the main steps in the procedure of Pora Aduma is that you burn the entire Pora. B'chinas shalheves haleiv sheneschamem v'nivar haleiv al yidei hasoga samakifen shal yodom nishlam adas. Note, the law of Pora Aduma is a choik. Choik is synonymous with makif. Makif is shleimus hadas. To the extent that a person is taking in makifim, they're getting shleimus hadas. What is shleimus hadas? Firepower. That's what shleimus hadas is. Lefi tnuas hasechel moilid choim shebelev. That's why the mitzvah of Pora Aduma involves burning the whole Pora. That's showing that because this is choik, because it's makif, it generates a lot of heat, a lot of fire. V'chol hamakifin nemshochim ebchinas makifim elyoinim she'yev shalovinom klal. We know that all the makifin in this world, all the things that a person doesn't understand at a particular time, even the things that you don't understand that today, you'll understand it in a week from now, or a year from now, or 30 years from now, all of those makifin are plugged into the higher level of makifin, which are those makifin which you can never understand in this world. Shehem b'chinas poraduma, b'chinas chukoy satoira kanal, which are represented by the mitzvah of poraduma, which is a choik, which is something we can't understand in this world. Now Rav Moshe Zal explains, ki ikur hatumo hi tumas meis. We know that the Gemara tells us that the highest form of tuma is tumas meis, the tuma that comes from a corpse. That's the most severe type of tuma. Why? V'ze machmas histalkus haneshama. If we're telling you that purity is shleimus hadas, that the more your mashlim your das, the more your brain reaches its full potential, 100%, the more it generates this fire to drive the Yetzer out, then you have to understand that to the extent that the das goes down, to the extent that a person has chisorin hadas, there's more tumor. So that when a Jew dies, which is when his das leaves him completely, meaning the neshama leaves, the neshama is the das, that's the maximum tumor state. Ki ikra tumo hi tumas meis, v'ze machmas histalkus haneshama shehi oir haponim. The neshama represents the light of the face, bikdusha, shehi b'chinas hasechel, ki hasechel hu haneshama, shemechaye haguf, b'b'chinas hachochmo techaye, ukemuv mokam acharim. We learned earlier that what's the life of a person? The sechel, the pasuk, hachochmo techaye bo'leho. When a person leaves, it's because his neshama leaves, which means his chochma leaves, the secha leaves. The less secha, the more tuma. Ukishem istale kaneshama shehu hasechel nishar haguf tome. When the secha leaves, then the body is left with tuma. Ki ikar hatara al yedei hasechel kanal, because we explained earlier that the process of purification, we know again, we started learning Hilchas Pesach today. When you learn about if a keli becomes treif, how do you purify it? Either hagolo oli, it requires fire. It's either the fire where you cook up the water, you know, to spill the hot water, irukli rishon, you know, different things like that, or libun. All kinds of purification requires fire, which means sechel, oyer, kiner mitzvah, v'toyro oyer. The purification requires that, and to the extent that there's lack of fire, or lack of chochmah and sechel, that represents his gabrus of tumah. V'zeh b'chinas shivas yemei avelus chas v'sholem, hamuv v'shom b'mayim ranal, ayin shom. Rav Nozal says this is also tied into the concept of why we mourn for 7 days. When a person's neshama leaves them, when a person dies, there's 7 days of mourning. Kidei lahalois haneshama lo'oyer haponim me'achar shenifredo mi'agufa in shom. Because once the neshama has left the body, The neshama has to be elevated to become, to be able to receive from the light of Hashem's face, kaviyochol. That's what it's called. Bo'er ponecho yalechun. The kaviyochol, the oir aponim, we're told is seven. We learned in that chapter in the Kutuman that there are the seven openings of the face from which light emanates or light is taken in. That's why we have Shiva. Each one of the 7 days represents a tikkun, elevating that neshama up, being misaking one of the seven openings of the head, so that that neshama should be able to receive from the oir haponim of Hashem. Ki guf vonefesh heim bechinas pnimi umakif. Because on a higher level, when we talk about the body and the soul, the body represents pnim, and the soul represents makif. Ki haguf efshel lohavinoi besechel, because the body can be understood with our intelligence. We have the study of biology, for example, where 99% of what's going on in the body, we can understand exactly how it functions. Aval haneshama efshel lahasiga, whereas the neshama we can't understand. So that the body represents pnim, the neshama is makif. The body and soul represent the physical world and the spiritual world. Bechinas pnimi umakif. Ve'iker taharas haguf ugdushosoi hu'al yideyas seichel. Bechinas haneshomo shu'bechinas makif enanal. Shem bechinas ruach hakodesh, shem bechinas taharas haleiv kanal. The main purification of the body and its holiness is dependent on the seichel, the neshama, which is the spechin of makifin, which is the concept of ruach hakodesh. And this is obviously why we say the Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Why is it so important learning Torah? Because this concept of learning Torah represents taking in this seichel, which is the neshama, which is the chiyus, which is this makifin, which leads to this tahara salev. If the person is learning properly, if the person is learning for the right reasons and the right way, etc., etc., that's what it'll result in. The chiddush is that there's free choice in the world where it's possible for a person to be, it's possible to have priests, Rachman Slon Lahavdil, that learn Gemara, and you see it didn't make them religious, it didn't make them Jewish or religious or anything. That's so that there should be bechira, so that there should be free choice. But the way it's supposed to be is that there's supposed to be a kesher between these two, between the moyach and the lev. And a person is supposed to try to funnel everything from the moyach to the lev. One of the main ways that that's accomplished is through tefillah. That's why the Gemara says that the rabbis of the Gemara, when they would learn, before they came into the Beis Medrash, they said a special tefillah. And when they were leaving the Beis Medrash, they said a special tefillah. What's the purpose of the tefillah? What's the big deal? I learned. I understood what I learned. What's the problem? The answer is the problem is that's 50% of the job, at maximum. The most important thing is to take what you understood and feed it to the heart, where the Melchemes HaYetzer is going to take place. That there should be that hislavus, that your learning should result in improving your asiyas amitzvos, in improving your whole hisnagus. That's when the learning came to a shleimus. As it says, V'loi hamedrash oikar el hamaisa. Learning is not the main thing, it's maisa. If the learning is feeding the maisa, that's when the learning has a shleimus.
So that's the basis of
now, Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein poraduma shehi b'chinas makifin anal himetaheres mitumas meis. With this, we can understand why the poraduma, which represents the mitzvah that we can't understand, it represents this makif, that's what purifies a person from tumas meis. V'alkein kol maisei hapora shiva shiva. This is why, if you look in the Chumash and in the Gemara, all the different things, all the different actions related to Paraduma are all tied into the number seven. Kamosham Razal, as the Gemara says, Shiva Koihanim, Shiva Kibusim, there were seven Koihanim that played a role in it, there were seven washings that had to be done, etc., etc., 7 days of purification. זה בחינס שבע סנרוי סמבור אינשום שעל יודום ממשיך עם השכל מיור הפונמן על אינשום. This corresponds to what Rabbeinu Zalturas in Likutei Moran, that the way that a person takes Seichel in is through the seven openings of the head. Rabbeinu Zal explained that there are two ways to learn. There's the slow methodology, which is with introductions, where it takes it a long time. Then there's express. And the express style is dependent on the level of tikkun of the Shiva Saneros, to the extent that a person improves and fixes up the seven openings of the head. So here we're talking about Poraduma, which represents Makifin. All the mitzvahs related to Poraduma come in that number seven to imply that it's related to the tikkun of the Shiva Saneros. Ki odom arishoin pogam b'makifim elyoinim anal sheyev shalovinom. We know that Adam HaRishon was poigame in these makifin. He tried to understand what he wasn't supposed to. He tried to eat from the Eitz Hadas to achieve knowledge that he wasn't supposed to go after. Shemizeh nimshochem kol hamevuchos. That's the source of all of these paradoxes that exist in religion. Kemo yahidiyah v'abchira. For example, the paradox of Hashem knowing everything in advance and there being free choice. V'zebchinas eitz hadas toivora. This is the concept of that tree of wisdom which was good and bad. Dahainu leida toivora, which means that what Adam Rishon wanted to try to understand was to know between good and bad. B'chinas habechira echu b'hayidia. He wanted to know how we... Bechira means to be able to choose between good and bad. When we talk about Eitz Hadas, Toivora, the words Toivora imply Bechira. Das is Yediyah. When we talk about this Eitz Hadas, Toivora, it's the ability to understand the relationship between Yediyah and Bechira. How it's possible that Hashem knows in advance what we're going to do tomorrow, and yet when tomorrow comes around, I have free choice to do whatever I want. Umachmas shepogam bozer, and because of the fact that Adam HaRishon was poigem in this das, in this makifin, nemar biyoim achol chamimenu moistomus. Hashem said, on the day that you eat from that tree, you're going to die. Because we said before, that when a person treats the sechel the right way, sechel gives chias to a person. Ha chochma techaya. If you're poigim in chochma, then it's menis, then it kills. It can go either way. Valkein aide por aduma chuka satoira shemetaheres tmeim umetame toirim aide ze metaharin umavatlin tumas meis. Therefore, it's through this mitzvah of por aduma, which represents a choik, something that we don't understand, we can't understand, the fact, what can't we understand? How it has the ability to purify one person and make the other guy impure at the same time, how it works both ways, that's what purifies a person from the most severe tumah, tumas mes. Al yidei shema'aminim bebchinas chukas ha-Torah, through the fact that a person believes in these mitzvahs of the Torah which we can't understand. Dahainu b'makifim elyoinim anal, these highest level makifim, she'iev shelohavinam, which it's impossible to understand. Va'oz me'irin ha'makifim, if a person has emuna, if a person has the emuna, that despite the fact that I don't understand it, I still believe that if Hashem said it works, it works. Meir namakifin, then this mitzvah shines for that person. V'nimshach he'oras ha'sechel, and the person receives a blast of sechel. U'mizeh nimshach kol ha'taharos kanal. And we said earlier that sechel is synonymous with purity. Ki ho b'ho talya, because these two are dependent on each other, meaning each and every single Jew is responsible to draw into himself as much sechel as possible. Dahainu lahachnis hamakif lifnim, to take things that he doesn't know and doesn't understand and learn them and get to know them and get to understand them. Aval hamakif and elyonim sheyef shel asigam. However, those aspects of knowledge which represent these high level of makifin, which you can't understand and you're not supposed to understand, osur loy lichnois l'shom. It's forbidden for a Jew to enter there to try to understand it. Rak lismoy chalemuna. But rather, the person has to switch to channel B, which is turn on his emuna. I believe it. The fact that I don't understand it, who cares? This I'm not supposed to understand. Ukisheroitze lachkor sham chasashon. And when a person wants to investigate over there, try to understand what he's not supposed to understand, nizbatel hasechel legamri. It blows his mind completely. V'nemar al zeh, and that's what the pasuk says, ki biyoyim achol chamimenu mois tomus. On the day that you're going to try to learn that das, it'll kill you, chas v'sholem. Avol kishemamin, whereas when a person believes, she'elu hachakirois, heim besechel hamakif v'elyoin she'ef shelovinoi, that this question is one of those questions that represents that part of knowledge that I'm not supposed to know, I'm not supposed to learn about. Mize biatzmoy meiren hamakifen. That plugs the person into that knowledge where the proper connection is made. Vezoiche sheyizgale loy horas asecho, ma she'ef shelanoi shilohovin. And his reward is that Hashem gives him whatever knowledge a human being can get to understand, that person gets. Nitar halev, and that purifies the heart of the person, because we said to the extent that a person is zochet to shleimus hadas, his heart is purified. I once saw a beautiful chiddush. I've mentioned this in the past, that it says that when the Jews were in the desert, they were called the Dor Dei. The Talmidim of Moshe Rabbeinu are considered to be the most learned people of all time. Much more than the Tanoim and Amoroim. And in fact, the Torah gives them this label, Dor Deo, the generation of knowledge, the highest level of knowledge. And Rabbeinu Zal brings in one place in the Kutamaran. Why? The answer is because they had the smartest rabbi. It's understood that the ones that have the best Rebbe are the best Talmidim. Moshe Rabbeinu was their Rebbe, so they achieved the highest level of Das. Now, the Torah tells us that at one point, Hashem gave them something which they couldn't understand. It says that when they saw the mon coming down, they said, monhu, what is it? Ki lo yodu mahu. Because they didn't understand, they couldn't understand what it is. So they said, monhu, must be, you know, what is it? And the name stuck. What? Mon means what? So Rabbi Freimel Zal, one of the Breslover from the previous generation, in his Sefer Oinik Shabbos, writes one of the most spectacular chidushim that I ever, personally, ever saw. He writes, and this item of mon, it says, represented the best thing imaginable. It's something where a person that had that could taste any kind of taste that they wanted in it. It could emulate anything in the world. It was everything rolled in one. Literally, everything rolled up in one. So he says, look at the words. It says in the Chumash that they said, mon hu, it is mon, ki lo yodu mahu, because they couldn't understand. That which a Jew can't understand, what are you supposed to do when you don't understand something related to Hashem? You're supposed to believe. Whatever you can understand, you're supposed to try to understand. Whatever you can't, here we're speaking about those makifin that you can't understand, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to switch to channel B, which is emuna. The words mon, hu, mem nun, hey vav aleph, those two words make up the word emuna, the exact letters of the word of emuna. That this is what, this is this lechem in Hashemayim, this heavenly food, which, ki lo yodu mahu, they couldn't understand. When a Jew can't understand, what does he do? He immediately shifts gears and goes into emuna mode. And if he does that, that Jew is zeuche to shleimus hadas. And that's why the Gemara says, bo chavakuk vehemidon alachas. Chavak HaNavi came along and he rolled the entire Torah up into one word, v'tzadik be'emunoso yichyeh. Here we just let, this seems to be a contradiction. We learned that chochma, ha-chochma techaye ba'oleha. We quoted a pasuk in the Torah which says, how do you draw life? What's a Duracell battery? It's chochma. Chochma gives life. Now we have another pasuk that says, v'tzadik be'emunoso yichya. Contradiction. The answer is no contradiction. Because a Jew, within what he can understand, he's supposed to run and run and try to understand as much as he can. But a Jew must know that there are certain things, certain makifin, which it's osur to learn. It's osur to know, to ask these questions or to try to delve into that. And when a person comes to that place, they have to be capable of turning on the emunah. And if a person does that, the emunah has the ability to give the same chiyus as lahavdil, as the chochma can. Lahavdil, you have this concept of a house where they have electricity, chashmal, and then they have that other thing that when there's a hafsakat chashmal, it automatically turns on that other light which sustains them during that period that the chashmal is off until the chashmal goes back on. Those two represent chochma and emuna. And a Jew has to know how to be able to bounce back and forth between both of them. A Jew has no right to say that he's going to believe in what he's supposed to try to understand. A Jew has a mechiv of Talmud Torah, v'ikisabo yoimam v'layla, day and night, to be converting makifim into pnimim. But to know that there are certain questions, certain law mitzvahs you're going to come to, where if you dare try to understand, if you dare try to use chachma, you'll blow yourself. Ki b'yoyim achol chamimenu mois tomus. It's deadly, literally. And then to shift gears immediately into emunah. That's why we said Purim, Adeloyoda. What's Taich? Adeloyoda? Emunah. Because that's the whole concept of Amalek. We said that Purim represents Mechias Amalek. What was Amalek's? Amalek is Sofek. Amalek is the opposite of emunah. That's what Amalek is. How do we battle Amalek? By taking out our Gemaras? No, by drinking. What do you do when you're drinking? You lose your mind. Lose your mind, chas v'shalom, that's against Yiddishkeit. In Yiddishkeit, the whole thing is the brain. Wrong. The brain is 50%. It's 50% brain, 50% emuna. And a Jew shows on Purim by drinking that the fact that I lose my mind, the fact that I give my mind away, I throw my brain into the garbage by getting drunk, doesn't imply that I can still be 100%. Why? Because I have that other thing called emuna that can sustain me without the brain. Wherever the brain can't work, I have the emuna that takes me through it, that gives me my chiyus. No problem. That channel B. That's the whole site of Purim. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, v'zeh b'chinas paraduma, shekol ma'aseho shivo shivo. This is why, but when it comes to the paraduma, all the mitzvahs related to it, all the actions related to it, come in sevens. Keneged shiva saneirois kanal, corresponding to the seven openings in the head. Shaydeze nimshach heoras haseichel. That's the most powerful way for a person to draw seichel into themselves. Vaydeze nitaren mikol atumois. And it's the seichel that purifies the person from all kinds of tumah. Ki ikra hatahara ayde tnuas haseichel. Because the thing that can purify a person the most is the movement of the brain, the activity of the brain. Ayin shom, look in that chapter on the Likutei Moran Torah Chof Aleph, where you'll see this clearly. Boruch Hashem, that abbreviation Beis Yud Lamed Aleph Vav is Boruch Hashem Lioilam Omein V'Omein. With this, Rav Nosson Zal concludes this halacha. And then he adds one little curveball. Umishloyach monois ish l'reyehu umatonois levyoimim roshei tevois elu. The first letters of ish l'reyehu umatonois levyoimim spells the word elu. Ki elu b'chinas hasogas hamakifin kemavur b'soif hamayim ranal. Because Rabbi Nizal writes at the end of that chapter in Likutei Moran that there's a posuk ois v'hodor levusho v'tischak liyoim achroim. That the Shechina cloaks itself in Oiz V'Hodor, that's the Levush. We learned earlier that Levush is Makif. The Levush is a concept of a Makif, that which encircles you, right? So Rabbein Azal says over there that you should know that the month of the year that's most mesugal for this taking in these makifim is the month of Elul, because the first letters of Levusha Vatischak Liyoy Machroin spell the word Elul. Now Rav Moshe Zal says that that same koyach that's available in Elul for a person to draw these makifim into their mind on Purim, it's available also via the Shalach Monois, because we said Monois is Miloshen Mon. What is Mon? Mon is this Kiloyoda Mahu. Mon represents these makifin, these highest level makifin, which we can't understand. And a person, through the mitzvah on Purim, draws this same heora as he's able to receive during the month of Elul of these highest level makifin. Vahovein, and understand this very well. Now, if a person goes back and reviews this whole halacha, you'll see it's a major package. Baruch Hashem. Now, we'll start the next halacha on Hilchas Apotropos. This halacha is based on a chapter in Likutei Moran, Torah Gimel, in Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph, which covers a few very, very important topics. One of the topics it covers, the main topic, is the topic of Negina, singing. Rabbeinu Zal starts off that chapter in the Likutei Moran saying that if a person hears song from a menagen dikdusha, if a person is zoche to hear a song from a person, a real religious person, that can bring the person to a tremendous level of closeness to Hashem. And if a person hears a song from a menagen who's a rosho, that can harm the person in terms of religion in a very big way. Okay, now halacha gimel. Uboy yizbayar inyan Pesach. On tape. In this halacha, Rav Nosson Zal is going to be explaining the holiday of Pesach. Coincidentally, time just right. Al pi ha-Torah, al maimar Rabba Barachona, akrukta. This is based on chapter 3 in Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph, which is based on one of the stories with Rabba Barachona that's related to an akrukta, a frog. Ayin Shom, look in this chapter in Likutei Moran, Mevoyer Shom, Rabbeinu Zal explains there, Me'inyan Negina, the topic of singing and music. Shemi Sheshoimea Negina, Mimenagin Rosha, a person who listens to singing or music from one who is a Rosha, Mazik Loi Lavoide Saboiri, it'll harm the person tremendously related to serving Hashem. Ulehepech, whereas the opposite, kishishemea negino mimenagin hokun, where when a person is zocher to hear singing from a religious singer, the kosher, and one who is really kosher, toivloi, it's tremendously beneficial to the person, baruchnius, ki koil hanegino nimsheches min hashtei tziporim chayois tohirois. Because Rabbeinu Zal, this piece is quoting from the writings of the Arizal. Rabbeinu Zal over there explains that it's brought that the concept of song comes from two birds, two very holy birds, Shehem Yonkim Me'asar Dinevim Yonkim. These birds draw from the same source that Nevuah comes from, Shehem Binyan HaMalchus Dikdusha. And these birds represent the binyan of the Malchus Dikdusha. It's brought that when Moshe Rabbeinu, we had this recently in Chumash, that when Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, Mibein Shnei HaKruvim. The voice of Hashem came from between the two Kruvim, these birds that were in the Kodesh HaKodoshim, that had this image, the faces of small children and the bodies of birds, and it's from between them that the voice of Hashem came from. The Arizal says that those birds symbolize, not the birds, the birds and the small children symbolize the spheroids of Netzach and Hoid, because it's brought that Chesed, Gevura, and Tiferes represent Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov. Those spheroids are called ovois. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes are called Ovois. If they're Ovois, what does that make Netzach, Choid, and Yesoid? Bonim. The level below them is Bonim, children. So that's why it's brought that the symbol, the image of these Kruvim, from which Nevuah came from, was the symbol of children. Kruvi, the Gemara says Kiravia, like small, like children. That's the faces of these birds from which Nevuah came to Moshe Rabbeinu, these spheroids of Netzach and Hoid, which is the same place from which Negina comes from, song. And again, for more details on this, Rabbi Nizal says over there that this is a whole there's a chapter in one of the Arizal's forum in the Eitz Chaim where he discusses this at great length, showing how these spheroids, Netzach and Hoid, where these two tziporim are found in a spiritual sense, is where Negina emanates from. The holiness of song comes from there. Alkein nishtabach David v'yodea nagein. And because of the fact that this koyach hanegina is the binyan of the malchus, because netzach and hoid are the things that feed into the malchus. They're the ones who shine light into the malchus. Because of that, we find that when the Torah speaks about a melech, what does it praise him for? That he was a very good singer. He knew how to sing. When they presented Dovan HaMelech before Shaul HaMelech, they said he knows how to sing very well, and that's what scared the daylights out of Shaul HaMelech. That's what made, because Shaul HaMelech knew this soid. He knew that if he's Yodei Anagin, then he's Roy LaMalchus. Ki HaNegino hi Binyan HaMalchus. Because Negino is what builds up the Malchus Dikdusha. Lekach Roy Hu LaMalchus. That's why by Dovid HaMelech, that's mentioned as his, that was his resume. When he was presented before Shaul HaMelech as being the one who could take on Goliath, the one who was roy to be a Melech Yisrael, it says he was the Ne'im Zmirois Yisrael, the sweet singer Dovid HaMelech. V'zeh shekosev etzloi, this is why it says by Dovid HaMelech, me'achar olois hevioi, lirois bitzoin amoi. It says that Hashem brought Dovid HaMelech from the sheep. The word olois refers to sheep, and the word olois refers specifically to nursing. Rashi Kodesh over there in Tehillim shows the connection between the two. That he, from the meinikois, that's the wording in Rashi Kodesh over there. Meinikois again refers to this asar de neviim yankin, the place from which the neviim are yoinek. Vize bechinas koil hanegina digdusho shomenagim kosher. And this is where a person who's really religious, that's where his negina comes from. It comes from the place, the source that feeds into the malchus dikdusha. Ach kishamenagin rosho. But when the one who's singing is not a religious person, azai hu lokeach koil hanegina shloi mitziporim acheros shebeklipa. Corresponding to these birds of kedusha, there's another set of birds of klipa, of tuma. He draws his negina from there. Shehem yoinkim midade hamalchus. These birds of klipa draw their power from the dodim of malchus. This is what the Arizal says. Vehem moichin the malchus the klipa. The Arizal explains over there that the birds of klipa represent the moichin of the malchus. Just like we say, every leader, every melech has his advisors, his cabinet, you know, all of his, he's meeting with his advisors. Kaviyochel, when we talk about the malchus, there's the moichin sheba malchus. And that's where this nigun, the wrong kind of nigun, comes from the moichin of malchus of tuma, of klipa. The kad ispeliglelia, and when it comes midnight, at the time of chatzois, midnight, the Zohar HaKadosh says, Kedain Kruza Kriz, an outcry goes out in Shemayim, Kitziporim Huachuza is Bepach, and the Zohar HaKadosh says, like birds who are trapped in tar, Kohem Yoikshim Bnei Odom. That's how people cry who are ensnared in the trap of the Soton. So it's brought that at Chatzos Laila, at midnight, Kaviyochel, there's this outcry of the Shekhinah crying over. The Gemara in Brochus says, Shoy Gishak Amaveo, Kaviochel Hashem roars like a lion. There are all different expressions that are used to represent this. And in the story of the seven Betlers in Sipurim Isis, Rabbi Nizal speaks about the two birds at the two different ends of the world who are calling out to each other, and about the tzaddik who knows about that being able to bring about a tikkun for the world. V'tikkun hanegino hu al yidei sheyilmoid balaylo tor shebal peh. Rabbi Nizal explains in that chapter in the Likutei Moran that if a person wants to make it that they shouldn't be able to be harmed by hearing the wrong kind of negina, not that this gives a person the right to go hear the wrong negina, but if it should happen that a person gets to hear the wrong type of song, it shouldn't harm him, there's an antidote. The antidote is learning Gemara, Torah Shebal Peh, at night. Shehu Gemara, Shehu Bechinas Laila. Gemara itself is the concept of night. Rabbi Nizal proves this Ayin Shom. Rabbi Nizal proves this from a pasuk over there. It says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was in heaven for 40 days and 40 nights, how did he know when it was day or night? So the Gemara says, when Hashem learned Torah Shebichsav with him, he knew that it was daytime. When Hashem learned Torah Shebal Peh with him, Bamachashakim Hoishivani, the Gemara says, Zu Talmud Bavli. Then he knew it was nighttime. Because Gemara, Torah Shebal Peh, symbolizes night. Rabbi Nizal explains this over there. Vizehu, this is why the Pasuk says, Kumi Roini Balaila. Rise up and sing at night. Shetehe Tukuma Lohorina. If you want to make a tikkun, a tikkuma for the song, that the song should have a koyma shlema, you do it balayla. Al yidei bechinas layla, shehu bechinas shas, Talmud Bavli. Kemo yisham razal, b'machshakim hoishivani, zeh Talmud Bavli. The way to do it is by learning Gemara, and especially learning Gemara at night, that immunizes the person in a sense, and protects the person from the negative aspects of the wrong kind of negina. Avul kishaloi meid shaloi lishmo. Rabbi Nizal says over there, but if a person learns shaloi lishmo, not for the right reasons, halimud enoi b'chashivus, then his learning isn't that precious. Achal yidei shaloi meid balaylo. Whereas if a person learns this Gemara at night bedavka, nimshach olav chut shel chesed, the Gemara says that this draws upon a person a string of chesed, umegin olav sheyizkeh lilmoid lishmo, and it protects the person and it brings the person closer to this type of limud lishmo, to be zecha to learn for the right reasons. Ayin Shom, look at this chapter in Likutei Moran. Rabbi Nizal explains all of this very clearly there, and with this introduction, Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain the whole Yom Tov of Pesach, how it's tied into this, and he's going to tie it into this mitzvah of apotropos, the concept of appointing a guardian for orphans to take care of their estate.